What is happening, my friends? Welcome back to the channel. On this segment, we're going to go over Paulo Costa versus Luke Rockhold. It looks like this one is official. Let's get into it. All right, starting with the eraser, Paulo Costa. Bohatina is 31 years old. He's 6'1", 72 inch reach. Mixed martial arts record, 13 wins, 2 losses. 11 wins via KO, TKO. That's like an 85% stoppage ratio from strikes. The guy's a bull. Paulo Costa, BJJ black belt, I believe under Big Nog. So his fight style, the guy's a juggernaut, pressure fighter, in your face. Costa loves to walk forward, throw power shots, high kicks to mix it up. Loves to dig to the body, especially if you're crowded against the cage. That's his MO basically, if you allow him to do that. I feel like you have to earn Costa's respect, take center cage, and not let him bully you or walk you down. Similar to what Romero did, similar to Vettori. But look at Romero and Vettori, two beasts themselves. Costa already goes for takedowns. He does have BJJ skill, being a black belt and all, but uses it mostly defensively. I think Costa has a rock solid chin, eating bombs from Romero, Vettori, and so forth. Adesanya TKO'd him, but after picking him apart and landing precision strikes and counters. Big strong middleweight, to say the least. Luke Rockhold, 37 years old, 6'3", 77 inch reach. Mixed martial arts record, 16 wins, 5 losses, 6 knockout wins, 8 wins via submission. Luke Rockhold at his peak, a specimen of a fighter and athlete. Truly, again, a specimen in his prime. Even now at 37 years old, freakish athlete. He moves really well, light on his feet. His kicks are exceptional. They're fast, they're powerful, they're diverse. Strong point in his striking arsenal for sure. His BJJ and wrestling, really damn good. He should use it more, actually. Rockhold just loves to strike. And even though he's talented at it, I think his ground game is actually more dominating. He would win more fights, especially at this stage in his career, if he checked his ego at the door and wrestled more, using that crushing top game he has. At the moment, I do believe Luke has a weakened chin. It doesn't help that defensively, he's lacking standing. Relies a little bit too much on his speed and athleticism. And the older you get, the more you slow down, the less athletic you are. And if you rely on that for defense, the more you're prone to get hit. Alright guys, so the matchup. How could this fight possibly play out in a UFC cage? I favor Paulo Costa in his matchup, present day. If Luke was in his prime, and this fight was some years ago, like when he was UFC champ, Luke would have a great shot at winning this fight. Sadly, I think his chin is a little bit too compromised to absorb Costa's power shots clean. At some point, Costa is going to touch him, hurt him, and possibly finish him. In order for Luke to win, he would have to fight a flawless fight like Adesanya. Use a lot of feints, set up kicks, use kicks offensively and defensively to keep Costa off of him and at a safe distance. If Costa closes the distance, he's gonna crack Luke with something terrible. Luke may still have great footwork, and he would need it, circling, throwing kicks to win this fight. If he engages Costa with boxing and with the hands, closing the distance, in range to be hit, he puts himself at big risk. He cannot get his back against that cage. That's when Costa unloads. So this fight comes down to distance management and defense for Luke. Output as well. Attack, but be defensively responsible with a bull like Costa. I think eventually at some point, Paulo will land on Luke Rockhold and hurt him. I don't think Luke can score takedowns on Paulo. He's too big and strong and has solid takedown defense. Maybe he catches Paulo with a beautiful blistering head kick. Maybe. But more often than not, I think Costa wins. 70-30 Costa for me right now in 2022. If Luke was a little bit fresher and was not compromised chin-wise, he would fare so much better against this power puncher Costa. Paulo is also deceptively fast for his size and agile. In Luke's last 4 fights, he has won once, lost 3 times, and stopped via strikes in all 3. He has lost a total of 5 times and stopped in all 5 via strikes. Final pick, Paulo Costa via TKO. But that's going to wrap up this short, quick breakdown, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm not the end all of MMA. You let me know in a comment section who wins this fight and why. When it takes place, we'll come back and talk about it as usual. Thanks so much, guys, for watching the video. If this is your first time at the channel and you like what you see, enjoy the content, hit that subscribe button. Please like and share as it helps the channel grow, puts the video on the algorithm. Appreciate it, guys. And I will catch you all on the next segment. Until then, please take care. Later, guys.